I wrote this up,
they're mini pops.
Before today, I would have lost it and still had to redo it today. So it does not. That's why I say, you know, and I'm older, therefore wiser.
She's my daughter.
Riding better.
I got stuff done about 2 months out.
I'm my mom's daughter. Like, I got stuff done when it's due.
World War Z.
Oh,
here we go again. Woo. Here we go again.
Hello.
Oh, here we go again. Oh, here we go again. It's a song.
Quit feeding her sugar.
I guess.
It's a song. Okay.
Now that all the hounds are howling, it's safe to say my heart's been pounding like a drum. Like a drum. Well, I don't know what it is I want, but I hope to find it in Vermont. I'm leaving soon. Yes, I'm leaving soon. Well, pressure and seals through the forest, beasts and birds all sing the chorus. Everyone joins in. Today ends my fling with the city.
Everybody, and welcome to another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Chris,
Matt,
April,
and we are going to be looking at the band Last One Out. We just finished listening to my favorite Van Gogh.
Yeah, just favorite.
And that is one of their singles off their EP that they have out currently.
Mm-hmm.
We did a visit with them earlier, which will be further back in the feed, and if I remember, I'll try to put a link to that. But the other three songs from their EP, Calvary, Hardwiring, and Like a Crown, are all, during that visit we did drops for them. For this one, it's just Favorite Van Gogh. So with that, we will turn it over to April.
All right, so Last One Out is made up of Scott Royal, Scott Mesite, I don't know if I'm saying that right, sorry, Jeff Gahan. I'm sorry, guys. And Dustin Bailey. And they're from Providence, yep, Rhode Providence. Island, around Boston.
Pretty close to Boston.
Yeah.
They said about hour and a half out from Boston. Mm-hmm.
And they've got, like a rock / pop feel, I would say.
Yeah, because they got a lot. They don't have a lot, but they have some electronic influence within their sound.
Yeah.
So I would call them a mixture between pop and rock.
Mm-hmm.
Pop rock.
And I really like
pop rocks.
I was going to say, not to be confused with pop rocks.
See, pop rocks are disgusting, though.
Oh, I like them.
I know. I like what they do. I like the effect. I like the popping thing. I just don't like the taste.
Okay. Ring pops have been out forever, and you'll suck on one of them, but you won't have pop rocks?
Ring pops are amazing. They taste good.
They've been around. Pop rocks have been around longer than ring pops.
I don't care.
You just don't like the fuzzy pops.
I don't know if she's ever had
them. Oh, that's it. That's it. No. She's never had them.
We've had pop rocks.
Yeah, I had them when I was super little, and I was like, this is disgusting, but this effect is really cool.
Oh, well.
Try drinking a soda while eating them.
That's fine.
It's like sucking on a Mentos and drinking Diet Coke.
I would do that. Have you heard? You can.
It comes out your nose.
You can make a time bomb by putting Mentos in a deal of water and freezing it, and making ice cubes, and then put it in someone's pop, so that it'll slowly melt away. And when it melts, that Mentos hits the pop.
I've tried that.
Straight up in their face.
But to rewind this back to Last One Out, they are what I would call a pop rock band, yes.
And I liked all their songs on the album. I think my only weird thing was, and it doesn't annoy me in any way, it's just kind of a weird thing, is on their first song, it's really good, and it's called the Cavalry. And I just don't know why. I mean, it sounds awesome. I like the song, but the title's like, huh, I'm listening for the words to the cavalry.
I can't remember the full lyrics of that one, to be honest.
Yeah, and it could be in there. I just never hear it.
They talked about it being they're being back home.
Yeah.
So, but the I like their tunes. They're very catchy. They're very memorable. Mm-hmm. I really did appreciate them. I think this is just an EP like we talked about, so there's only 4 songs, and the EP is actually called Still Life Moves.
Yeah.
So get that out there as well. And then again, these are available at iTunes as well.
My favorite was Like a Crown.
You like a Crown?
Yeah, and then I like Hardwiring, I think. I think it's really cool how they play on like words and old sayings and stuff.
And I think it was Scott that mentioned the background to Hardwiring. And Matt and Chris should appreciate this. The background chorus is I-O-I-O to represent the 10s for Hardwiring technology.
Chris's face is blank.
That'd be binary.
Binary.
Yeah.
But if they get
no, you said I-O, not 10.
Wait, is it what binary or binary? Yep,
what you're saying is input, output.
Right. And they said they did that to represent the
I-O.
The
yep.
binary when they did that.
Okay.
If I remember from the interview right, I think that's what Scott said. So they were referring it back to the technology phase of it anyway. So the one I liked the best out of them was Favorite Van Gogh. This is one where... from this point on, it won't matter what I'm doing. If I hear Favorite Van Gogh, or if I watch, I can't remember what season it was, where of Doctor Who, where they meet Van Gogh.
That was
forever. 11. Is it 11?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's 11.
It stuck in my mind. The TARDIS exploding as the Van Gogh painting. So every time I watch the show, I think of this song, and when I hear this song, I think of the show and that picture of the TARDIS exploding.
Well, I don't know anymore. It could be that one, because I know 11 did the Van Gogh episode.
Mm-hmm. It was 11.
That was my favorite, one of my favorites.
With the sunflower.
Yeah, because I like the sunflower. That was a good picture, and it was a good episode.
So this band and their song is forever etched in my mind now, and those two are tied together for me.
I think a lot of these could be on the radio because they're catchy and they're repetitive, but they're not like
overly. Got hooks. They got good hooks to them. Yeah. They're catchy.
Like their drums on this one.
And I think that was Dustin that did the drums, if I remember right. Can't remember. Yeah. Dustin or Jeff. I'm not sure which one it was. But I enjoyed their songs. This is one where... they did mention during our visit that it is unavailable in a physical format. It's only available on download. When they do come out with a regular album, they will probably, hopefully, have that in a physical format. And if they do, I would strongly encourage a library to pick this one up. It's catchy enough. I think enough people would enjoy it once they're introduced to it.
Play it on your overhead.
Yep, to let them know what's happening. But like I said, currently they do shows around the Boston, Rhode Island area, and that's the only way you can get a physical EP from them. We were fortunate enough that Carla from the Muse Box sent us their EP to listen to and have a little short episode like this to tell everybody what their music is like. And I think, like I said, anybody that likes a pop rock, this one will fit right in, no problem. They'll enjoy it. Anything else, April, while we're visiting?
I think that pretty much. Oh, quote from Mom. I like the instrumentals. And she was talking about Like a Crown. She liked the instrumentals on it and on their first one, the Cavalry.
Yep.
Which is impressive because... Mom's not a music person. She's like, not.
Not as big into it as April is.
She's not very deep.
So, Mom, shout out to you. So
if my mom likes it, it's pretty good music.
Mom, it's mom approved. Might not be your mom, but it's mom
that
approved.
That should be a stamp. That should be a stamp.
There you go.
Instead of presents being like, I approve this message, it would be like, my mother approves this message.
But I think that'll pretty much wrap it up. Like I said, encourage people to seek these guys out. They did attend South by Southwest this last year, so they did get some more exposure that way. Definitely, if anybody's out there looking for a new indie pop rock band, this is one to look check out and get into. I think if you'll support them, they'll be able to go a long ways. So definitely keep track of them.
Yep.
And like I said, the drop in the front and our outro is the next verse of Favorite Van Gogh. We hope you enjoy it. We're having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. We'll see you the next go around.
Bye.
Bye.
Chris, say bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.